Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on and hit in the air. The deep left. The ball's high. It is far. It is good. I don't believe it. Once again, deja vu. A two-out, game-tying two-run home run by Scott Brosius. Probably the most unbelievable feat in World Series history.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. Tonight's Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is going to be split. All right, hear me out. It's always Jalen Brunson. We always give it to Jalen Brunson, and we know that. 29 points, he was a plus 26, 3 steals, 5 assists, 2 rebounds, and obviously, you saw the difference with him not on the floor. You saw what happened to the team when he went out. He gutted out the injury, came back, and helped propel them to victory. But I got to give a Casamigos Big Shot of the Night. I guess we'll make it a double shot to Isaiah Hartenstein, iHeart. This guy, the day that we learned Mitchell Robinson is out, goes out there, gives you 14 points. He was a plus 21. He had a block, 8 assists, 12 rebounds. Like I said, he almost messed around, had a triple-double. He was 2 assists away from a triple-double. He knocked down all his free throws. And I'm telling you, bro, if you watch the game, which I know you guys did, how vital is he in the paint when they give him the ball? Whether he's passing it off or whether he's putting up the floater, he's making the right move, the right decision. And, man, this is a guy that nobody predicted would be this vital and this important. Playing 39 minutes for your New York Knicks, he's going to get the bag. I don't think he wants to go anywhere. I think he stays right here. And he's also a Casamigos Big Shot of the Night, along with JB. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Good morning! Good morning! And just like that, it's May 9th. It's Thursday. And somebody in my TikTok chat just brought up a great point. Let me try and give them credit. They said, Vincenzo says, hey, all four teams undefeated this week. The Knicks haven't lost. The Rangers haven't lost. The Yankees haven't lost. The Mets haven't lost. The Knicks go up 2-0 in the series. The Rangers go up 2-0 in the series. The Mets take the first two games. The Yankees take the first two games and take both of those series. We are up It feels good to win. It feels good to be on top. Call up and join the show, 877-337-6666. Before we go back to the phones, I just like to drink tears. The Pacers are just crying. In the postgame, I already told you what Rick Carlisle had to say. They asked Tyrese Halliburton, let's see what he had to say. Tyrese Halliburton was asked if the referees are being fair. It's not a carnival. There's no such thing as fair. He says, that's not my job. At the end of the day, we got outplayed. We were right there to win the game. Would I like more consistency? Yeah. But let's not pretend that's the only reason we lost. We didn't play good enough. Okay, so he looked like he was crying. And actually, when I hear him read the quote, he went back to what I was saying. The refs didn't throw the game for you. It didn't come down to one or two plays. It didn't come down to, you know, how many games have we seen? The game two in the Philadelphia series. Game five in the Philadelphia series. It didn't come down to one or two mistakes. It didn't come down to a decision that the refs made, right? Like how in the last game, even in the first game, Miles Turner in the post game said, oh yeah, you should let the players decide the game. The refs shouldn't decide the game. Man, the Knicks outplayed them. The fans were behind them. And Jalen Brunson came back like it was a movie script to help will them to victory. Let's get back to talking to you on the Fan. Ed is in Stony Brook. What's up, Ed? You got it.
Hey, man. I was in Stony Brook. Now I'm in Evansville watching. Just got off Tornado Watch. But I downloaded the Odyssey app, and I can't listen to my Yankees out here because I'm too close to St. Louis. And there's some sort of zone restrictions, and it really sucks. But Halliburton was right. They got outplayed, and I thought he didn't show up. But Isaiah, it's
showed
hard
up more
for me
than he did in
not
game
to
one.
Hate the Knicks. It's hard for me not to hate the Knicks with Isaiah and Jalen because they really brought it. And you know what? I just miss my Yankees. Listening to them.
So let me ask you, Ed.
To put them on.
You're from Stony Brook, New York, but now you live in Evanston, Indiana.
Evansville, yeah.
Or Evansville.
Right on the tip of Kentucky and Illinois.
Okay.
And I can't get, with Odyssey, I can't get the, I can't listen to my Yankees.
Yeah, that's Rob Manfred. That's MLB.
That's what I'm listening to you on, you know, now that it's cleared with the, you know, the restrictions and all that.
I wonder
And I got, let me tell you what else I got beef with. I watched TNT for the Pacers and the Knicks. And the damn camera keeps going into the fans. I don't want to see these. I won't go into degrading these women, but I don't want to see the fans. And it's like always when my
Pacers it's New York,
are shooting,
baby. They're supposed to be beautiful people, right? They're trying to show the world. Look at these rich New York fans.
Yeah, I'm a Dolan hater. So you know, I said last night, but I'm gonna go and let you give me your response. But
hey, before you
figure out what I can do with the Odyssey and my Yankees,
it might not be something you can do in Odyssey. But I think in the At Bat app, you might be able to out of market listen to the Yankees call in the At Bat app.
I'll give it a try, man. Thanks a lot. Good
luck. No problem. 877-337-6666. I don't know. I usually go to the game. Even tonight, I wanted to go to the game. The game was on Amazon Prime. I wanted to go to the game. Tonight was a special night in Yankee Stadium. Well, now it's the next day, but last night, the Yankees, super solid, honored the original bleacher creature, Ali Ramirez, the first cowbell man. And if you're in Yankee Stadium and you ever see the seat dedicated to him, it says this seat's taken in memory of Ali Ramirez, the original bleacher creature. Shout out to Tina. Shout out to Joe for sending me some picks. I had to choose which game I was going to go to, and just the way it worked out, I'd rather see Luis Gil pitch than Carlos Rodon. And I forget what other reason the Knicks were on tonight, and I wanted to watch the Knick game at home and the Yankee game, so I went to the game Tuesday. And I got to be a dad. I have to take care of my son until my wife gets home. Then we both put him to bed, and you know, I don't leave her to do that all the time. So I was not able to go to Yankee Stadium tonight, but I did see some nice pictures and videos of the Yankees honoring Ali Ramirez. And shout out to all the creatures, La Bodega family, all you guys. We will tell the story this year. We will let people know who is who and what is what. I don't understand why y'all are still going to Yankee Stadium to do the wave I understand when the Yankees score 10 runs, then the next night 9 runs. Something in these fans says, hey, you want to start the wave? You know it'd be really cool. Get your phone out. Get your phone out. Bro, I'm gonna start the wave over here. Corny. Like, knock it off. Cut it out. Watch the game. Like, you went there to drink and do the wave. Something bad always happens, right? The Astros are going to score. I remember being at a game sitting in 203 against the Blue Jays, and they started the wave, and we were trying hard to stop that. And I think Randall Grichuk hit a home run, and I'm like, see, that's your fault. Instant karma. Let's go to Moses in Rockland County on the Fan in New York. What's up, Moses?
Awesome, Keith. Huge, huge fan of yours. Thank you. Listen to you all the time. Big Yankee fan. So happy we're doing good. I just want to say one thing. My brother-in-law, Nathan, called me up. He's a big Met fan. He called me up and he congratulated me. Every Met fan got to congratulate the Yankees, man. We're killing the Astros.
Yeah, we're exercising demons. I have personally, and you have personally, been victimized by the cheating Houston Astros who dominated us for years, crushing our postseason dreams and some in-season dreams. And it just feels right. It feels good. What goes around comes around. The tables have turned.
Oh, yeah, it's Keith. Thank you. My bro, big fan of yours. We're all big fan. We always listen to you all night. Up all night, listen to Keith, man, after every game.
I appreciate it.
You're
great. Thank you so much. I mean, I would get some sleep, though. If you got work tomorrow, this stuff all goes to podcasts. I appreciate it, though. You know, radio is the most intimate platform. It's live. You can call in. You can talk to me live. I'm live on TikTok. For those of you that want to see the face for radio, here I am. I understand, though. Some people are like, some of you might be listening in your AirPods, earbuds, headphones, Bluetooth speaker in bed. You might be relaxed, so you might be like, whatever. I know, me personally, my sleep patterns are trash. Like, my sleep patterns right now, that's why I'm like, there's nobody I would stay up to listen to. I just catch it on the podcast the next day, but it's different the next day. You know you're not hearing it in real time, and it's not as connective, as real, as authentic. But no, I appreciate everybody, whether you're working, whether you're driving, whether you just stay up because you're looking forward to hear what I have to say and what the callers have to say, I appreciate you. I work hard at this, and the most rewarding thing is stuff like that, like hearing messages or meeting people at the stadium that are like, yo, I rock with you, bro. I stay up to listen to you every night. I look forward to it because there's times when I'm sick or there's times when I don't feel up to it. But like what gets me to get in the car and drive here and all day I'm putting together notes and things and stuff I want to talk about, which like, you know, we're probably not going to get to it tonight. But did you guys see the update with Ipe Mizuhara? I don't know if you guys remember the night I was talking about casinos and how they tried to say that money was laundered through the casinos in like $1,000 chips, $5,000 chips. Please, you can't sell me on that. Now there's like this reality TV star. I'm like, is this the same guy? No, it was a different guy. So now there's multiple. I don't believe it. They're trying to patch the story together. This guy is a fall guy, whatever. So that's something in my notes that we're probably not going to get to. What else? The Mets game today was postponed. Rain, go away. I told you, Manfred, eventually April showers, May showers. He's going to start the season later. He's going to say, hey, we don't have enough domes. This game's got to be played August 5th. The Mets were trying to complete the sweep. How much have I been talking about the Mets sweeping a team so they can get above 500? Thought that they could have swept the Rays. They were in all those games. Thought they were about to sweep the Cardinals. Now, Mets fans, get ready. Your team's coming home, and you already know what's about to come down or go down. The Braves are coming to town, and then the Phillies are coming to town. And before you get to feast on the Marlins, you got to battle with those two top teams in your division. What else do I have in my notes? Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. Paul Skeens. You guys don't care about Paul Skeens. Anyway, let's get back to the conversation. It's New York. The Knicks win again. And that performance tonight was movie-like. That was epic. There was drama. There was injuries. There was theatrics. But all in all, it's the same old Knicks. Not the old Knicks. Like, these Knicks, they play the same. It's predictable. They're going to win. They're going to gut it out. They're going to grind it out. They're going to find a way. Nick is in the Bronx. Nick, you were at the game?
Yeah, I was at the game, Keith. Thank you for the vibes. I'm out here in Rockland County now, but born and raised in the Bronx, watching the guys like Langston Galloway, watching these guys draft all these dudes over the years, mm-hmm. and now we got it. It was crazy in the Garden. These guys saying this wasn't our Willis Reed moment, it was pretty close. It was pretty, the vibes in the Garden, you heard everybody whispering, where's Jalen? And then when he comes back on the floor, everybody sees him, he's quiet in the crowd because he's that ice pack for us, and you know, the Garden was electric. It's nothing like the Knicks right now. It reminds me of the 96 Yankees, the way it is outside the Garden, the vendors, the vibe, and that don't quit attitude. Every guy in that locker room just picks up where the other guy left off. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because, you know, I think every night we talk about how much this team just embodies the city and the mentality of New Yorkers. And that's why people are riding with them so hard. And there's New Yorkers that have left New York that are standing up and repping the Knicks because they see how they play every night. And they're like, yeah, go New York, go New York, go. Like, that's the way the Knicks are supposed to play.
Yeah, Keith, another thing I wanted to say was, you know, this guy Reggie Miller is so funny to me. He's talking about that he owns the Knicks. I look up his record. He's got a losing record against the Knicks, and he says he owns the Garden. This guy never won a championship, and then you got Barkley on the post game saying the Knicks are overrated. I'm like, the Knicks are down, what now? Potentially a third starter, and we're beating everybody.
They're big mad. They're big haters. Neither one of them won anything. Reggie Miller lives off of that one choke moment. He won. His championship ring was against Spike Lee.
Exactly. It's just incredible to me. And the thing about this Knicks team that I think is most impressive, we beat the 76ers, physical games, big defense. They got the superstar. We handled that. They got two stars. Then we go over here. Now we win two games playing a completely different team with depth. Like, the Knicks are showing me that they trust the coach and they're willing to do anything to win. It's anybody's night, any night.
Yeah, and they're silencing the haters and the critics. And that's the biggest thing, too. People can say what they want. These pundits can talk. Reggie Miller made a joke out of himself, right? I love that at the end, you caught the hot mic, right? Josh Hart, he's different, bro. If you guys watch this this roommates pod with him and Brunson, and you watch his post games, he's just a different type of dude. That's why he plays 48 minutes running around doing all the stuff that he does. But Josh Hart went over to Reggie. And he said, I just wanted to make sure Reggie heard what they said when the fans were chanting F you, Reggie. Like, hey, just in case you can't make out what they're chanting right behind you, I'm going to say it loud to you. And my voice, I'm not thinking of it. I'm speaking as Josh Hart. I'm not thinking about the technology at all. Like, your mic is on. You're calling the game to America, the only game on. Your hot mic is going to catch me dropping the F-bomb. Basically telling you what the fans are saying as if the folks at home didn't pick that up. That's classic right there. That's a classic game right there. Tom in Monmouth Beach on the Fan. What's up, Tom?
How are you, my friends?
I'm good. We're rolling. Time's flying.
Hey, first and foremost, I want to tell you I appreciate you a lot. I grew up a couple towns away from you.
Yeah, I used to go. I used to be in Monmouth Beach all the time at the Garrett's house. Jim Garrett, Jason Garrett, their house right on the corner of Ocean Ave and right across from Monmouth Beach Club.
And Beach.
Yep,
and Ocean Beach. Yep. Jason's a very good friend of mine, yeah.
I used to be over, they got that big-ass yard. I used to be throwing passes in that yard every Saturday morning in high school.
There you go, exactly. Mr. Jim, boy, wasn't he the best?
Man, a great guy. Even when I went to college at Monmouth University and I didn't care about football as much anymore, he's like, hey, you're not trying to go to the NFL? I'm like, no. He's like, come on. I can connect with some guys. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. I'm over it.
I'll tell you, me and three of his sons, we played in a summer baseball league for like 2 or 3 years in a row, and it was just literally this kind of like thrown together league, and he still came to every game, sat up in the bleachers, watched every pitch, everything.
Yeah, God bless his soul, man. Even in his old age, he was still, like, running and walking and, like, about his, like, workout. And he was a great guy. I'm glad that I was even around him for the time that I was.
Hey, I appreciate that myself, my friend. Hey, first and foremost, how the heck did your first caller leave the Garden before that game ended?
Yeah, nah. I wouldn't have said that on the radio. I wouldn't have told a soul.
I mean, I wouldn't leave the Garden on a regular season game if it was the third week of the season.
I guess he said he has, like, mental health issues, anxiety, heart palpitations, shortness of breath. Maybe he had to leave. Maybe he felt like if he didn't leave, the paramedics would have had to take him out of there.
Well, you know what? That would have probably been the only thing that would have taken me, to be honest.
Hey, I think he felt it was like a fight or flight moment. Like, hey, I got to leave. But like, if you're in the Garden watching it with your own eyes, I hate watching games on my phone. I refuse.
Ditto. But yeah, so that was another one I wanted to hit you up with. Was did you hear what Hart said when they were asking him about, you know, does anything get you tired? He says, yeah, the only thing that gets me tired is fighting with my wife.
This is a different kind of guy. He would say that. And his wife,
yeah, and
you
that's
know.
What leads me to the next thing. This year, they didn't go out and go buy that free agent. They didn't go spend the money.
Not yet.
This is all stuff that's just like pure, like, I mean, just like real, you know?
It's coaching, it's development, it's chemistry, it's reps. Like this Villanova 3, these guys have been in the trenches together since college. They trust each other. They know where each other are going to be. And that energy has spread throughout the rest of the team. We are watching something rare. This does not go on. They talk about chemistry in the NBA all the time. These guys have it, and it's not a lot of guys. It's 5, 6, 7 guys.
100%. 100%. And I'll tell you what, there's nobody bigger than the other person. They all feel the same way about each other.
Team. And they know Jalen Brunson is the best player on the team. Team, though.
Of course. But yeah, I tell you, between them and the Rangers, it's just making it fun to be a Madison Square Garden guy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It is. But anyway, I'll let you run, but I just wanted to hit you up with all that. Pleasure to talk to you. I really appreciate you, man.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah, and shout out to Monmouth Beach, Monmouth County, the Garrett family, Jason Garrett, his dad, Jim Garrett. I got to meet Jason Garrett as a young guy coming up. Those were great memories, man, those summers. Working out with other like top football players in the Shore area just for free. He would run football drills. We would run routes. I always remember that we would end every practice, we would end with go routes. And it would just be the fastest receivers and the quarterbacks trying to, you know, take a 5-step drop and throw the ball as far as you could and see who could outrun whose arm or who could overthrow the receivers. That was a good time. I was literally thinking today when it got warm, I'm like, I don't have anybody to throw it. I don't have any friends anymore. I'm so cooked. I'm so washed. I'm a husband and a dad now. All I do is change diapers. I don't have anybody to like hit up to be like, yo, you want to go to the park, run routes? You want to throw? That's how you lose it. But you know, speaking of being a dad, Josh Hart with that statement, right? His wife, about a year ago, I think he's coming up on the birth of the first birthday of his two twin boys. Around this time last year, she gave birth to his two sons. You guys remember him having to step out for a little bit, so I think that's funny. They asked, what gets him tired? Arguing with my wife. Yeah, I bet she's got a few things for you with two babies, two twin little boys to take care of that probably have your energy, probably are just two little yous, and when he gets on the floor, he gets away from that at home life. Josh Hart is an interesting cat. 877-337-6666. Still not seeing anything on OG Anunoby. I guess they're probably, as the Knicks do, playing that close to chest. As far as, like, he's got the hamstring. He was ruled out of the game. Sore hamstring. They're not going to tell you if it's a tear, if it's a pull, if he's going to be ready to go next game or not. So I guess we wait to hear on that. Kenny's in Vernon, New Jersey. What's up, Kenny? You got it.
Hey, what's going on? I just got to ask. It's funny that you just brought that up about Anunoby. That's the question that I was going to ask you. Anunoby puts up 28 points tonight, the full game. Brunson injured the first half. He comes back. He drops 29. Do you think that Anunoby kind of saved the Knicks tonight, the way I look at it. And – I mean, if he doesn't play that full game and drop the 28, Brunson comes in at that second half, drops to 29. I mean, you're looking at Brunson having to put up almost 50 points, which is all probable the way he's been playing. But how do you factor in now Anunoby if this injury? I mean, it's a hamstring injury. I'm kind of getting the feeling that he's not playing the rest of this series, and the Knicks are losing. That's a big. He's a big time scorer, a big time piece to that team. You know, to come in and just drop points, play defense. I mean, he's a big, big-time player for them. How do you think that's going to affect the Knicks moving forward in this series and the series moving forward if Anunoby's not able to play?
Yeah, they can't afford to lose him. They can't afford to lose another player. They don't have enough guys. But they're not going to make excuses. They're going to say next man up. But he is a vital. Tonight, he had early offense. That's what I keep talking about. Very early, you could tell he was attacking. He was trying to score the basketball. He hit four threes.
Yep.
And without him, they lose his defense and they lose his scoring and his presence. They can't afford to lose him. I already have spoken about the game three in Indiana where you could kind of concede the loss. You kind of rest. You could unload the bench, the guys on the bench that are itching to play, because you're up 2-0 and you got to get two wins out of the next five games. You could kind of rest that game and see how he responds. But yeah, I don't want to say what they can or can't do, but they're in trouble if OG Anunoby joins Mitchell Robinson, Bojan Bogdanovic, and Julius Randle.
Yeah, that's the only thing I was kind of. You know, nervous there for a second. I was like, oh, God, what's going to happen? Is Brunson coming back in the game? Brunson shows back up. I mean, 29 points in that half. I mean, are we looking at, people are comparing this guy to Jordan. And I was literally in high school watching all those games, Knicks fans since the 90s, and watching those Knicks-Bulls games and whatnot. I mean, how do you put a price tag on, like, how big Jalen Brunson has been in the playoffs right now.
Steal of the deal. Like right now, he's under contract, but you can't put a price tag on his value, what he means. We're all kind of giving it up to him. We're having conversations about him being king of New York and the greatest free agent signing ever. The guy is ridiculous. It doesn't make sense to me at his size and you know where he was drafted and what his contract was that he's turned into this. Talk about like, I mean, he can't win most improved player, but, like, talk about a guy, like, just coming up, glowing up, just, like, hitting his stride and becoming a superstar in this league. He puts in the work, and you're seeing the product of that work.
Yeah. I mean, but Tibbs loves to play his starters, and, I mean, I don't even know what kind of injury Jalen had to, like, you know, to exit out of the first half and eventually come back, but, you know, you just – I hate to be the elephant in the room, but I just hope that all these things, you know, the constant minutes, Josh Hart, I mean, just playing him. He's such a baller. I mean, just playing, putting up the minutes, putting up the offense, putting up the defense, constantly on the floor. I mean, I wonder, like, by the time these guys get to the finals, and which I think they're going to get to the finals, like, what's going to be left of them? You know, I just hope, as a Knicks fan, that there's still enough left for these guys to, like, you know, to take it this year because they have great chemistry and a great team. Thanks a lot, Keith. I'm a big fan of yours. Good night.
Thanks for the call, Kenny. Yeah, that's why I jokingly was saying, Julius Randle, you sure you can't come back, bro? You sure you can't? I think about it. I know you're shut down for the year, but they need another guy. They're running out of bodies. And then I also went back to what I was saying before the playoffs, and I've kept this theme because I've seen it every year in the NBA. It's late in the season. Guys have been playing all of these games. This is why they load manage, because they want to be ready for the playoffs. But the playoffs, the intensity gets ratcheted up a bit. You're playing at the highest level of competition. You're going to pull a hammy. You're going to hurt something. You're going to pop something. And for a team that already doesn't have a deep bench, for a team whose superstar exited the game after playing 8 minutes tonight, to lose OG in the end of the game and still gut it out and win, game three, man, actually, next break, I'm going to check and see what the odds are on FanDuel. I might just load up on the Pacers because they should rest. They should obviously take a game off in this series up 2-0. And there were fans talking about tonight. I was seeing tweets tonight, and people, I was like, you guys don't get it. People tonight were saying, if Jalen Brunson's hurt, shut him down. It's just one game. Let me try and go back to my Twitter and find the tweet. I was like, people were agreeing. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, so I won't say whose tweet sparked it. But they're like, if there's a chance Brunson is worsening the injury by playing on it just to be a decoy, which he's never a decoy. He's a leading scorer. He's the best player on the team. There's no, this isn't football where, like, a wide receiver can line up and be a decoy. And the tweet said he should sit the rest of this game. The big picture of the series is more important than game two with a 1-0 lead. I said, nah, you got to try and go up 2-0 at home, then worry about the rest of the series later. And that's exactly what they did. We'll see if they have the doctors and the medical staff to get Brunson right, which I think he's going to play regardless. You can't take that guy off the floor. But a hammy, let's see the degree of hamstring strain it is for OG, because he might be done. Or he might be able to go enough where he just can't sprint. I don't know. It's not great. They can't afford to lose anybody. 877-337-6666. Yankee fans, I know you want to chime in on the Bronx Bombers beating up on the Houston Astros, the cheaters. We cannot obviously do that. We will. You can call. But it's another Knicks night. It is an epic night. There are so many things to look at and talk about going up 2-0 in the second round. We will get back to that. But we got to go to a quick timeout, a quick break, play some other sounds. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got 90 minutes left. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
In back of short, Jeter on the run, makes a one-handed running catch, and dives into the photographer's area. Oh, what a play by Jeter! You can't believe it!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
It is what it is.
They're playing like you want them to play. They are representing you. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m. We got time. 87-7, 33-7, a six and two more sixes. Full rack of calls, so we got to go right back to the phones. You know what we're talking about. The Knicks won. I will take some Yankee calls in a minute. But Knicks fans are on the line. Knicks fans are on my live stream on TikTok at Keith_McPherson. Knicks fans are listening, and they want to live in this, and they want to talk about tonight's game and the next game and the prospects and all these different things going on. This was the only NBA game on tonight. The Rangers will be back on later tonight, so the game was on yesterday. It's officially May 9th now. Let's go back to the phones, like I said, in Elmwood Park, New Jersey. Ryan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How's it going?
It's going great, and it's going fast. This show is flying by.
Yeah, definitely. I just wanted to say I've been a Knicks fan for almost about 12 years now, and I got to say, this is one of the greatest moments that I have ever witnessed. I remember being in middle school and high school and people making fun of me for being a Knicks fan, as they were all LeBron or James Harden fans, and I've been with this team through the Phil Jackson years. I remember the David Fizdale year. It was terrible, but now the Knicks are here, and I am so excited and hyped about this. I can't believe what I'm watching right now. I never thought I would see something like this from this team.
There you go. Stay down till you come up, right? What goes around comes around. Yeah. That's sports for you, you hope. You hope that your team's not miserable forever. You hope that your team's not inept forever.
I got to say this, though. You were talking about the injuries. I don't know if you saw the Knicks Instagram, though, but they had a bunch of guys, all the former players on the sideline. I was going to say, hopefully we get Steve Novak to suit up for us with all these injuries that we got going on right now.
Yeah, get Sprewell and John Starks and Melo to sub in. Yeah, man, they need more bodies. It's a long season.
I was gonna say, get a Stephon Marbury uniform and let him check in.
I wish Julius Randle at this point, man, and I forget. I know they shut him down. And I think he either got surgery or is gonna get surgery. But I'm like, he couldn't have kept rehabbing and working and trying to. They need him.
Yeah, we could have used him too. The other thing is, we could have used his physicality, because I feel like we're a lot more more physical team than Indiana, and I feel like he would have gotten to the rim with ease. If you saw OG get into the cup tonight with no problem, I wonder what Randle would have done out there.
The world may never know. Thanks for the call, Ryan. So as I'm looking for stuff and they're talking to the guys in the post game, there was a moment when Dante DiVincenzo went to the locker room, and the reporters asked if he went to the locker room to check on Jalen Brunson after his injury. He said, "Nah, I had to go to the bathroom. I ain't going to lie." Like, these guys are human beings. He had to take a leak. Like, I just couldn't hold it anymore. It was affecting my play. It was affecting my mental state. I had to go to the bathroom. I wasn't that concerned about Jalen. And he also said, like, they knew he was coming back. They knew whatever was going on in the locker room was just to get him right so he could come back and play. He is the face of the franchise, the leader of the team, the best player on the team, one of the best players in the league, finished fifth in MVP voting. And it's arguable if he should have been fifth. I think he could have been higher. Antonio in Levittown is on the Fan. Go for it, Antonio.
Hey, Keith. First time calling, finally.
Hey, appreciate it.
I'm just talking about, no, of course. No, I'm just talking about, you know, obviously with OG's injury, I mean, you know, obviously Knicks will be favorite the rest of the series, but I mean, what do you think, like, long term? Like, obviously, either, you know, Celtics or, you know, whatever's down the line, but is it over? Like, you know.
It could be, but I don't want to even have that conversation tonight. Especially, like, I always say, like, these are nightly radio shows. I'll be on again tomorrow. We'll deal with tomorrow when it comes. I'll be on again Friday. Yeah. We'll deal with, you know, like, we don't know what the verdict is going to be on OG Anunoby. And it's not healthy to try and fast forward your mind to the next series and worry about the Celtics. I've taken calls on the Celtics. I took a call on Anthony Edwards. How are they going to stop Anthony Edwards? I'm like, oh, it's already a foregone conclusion that it's going to be T-Wolves, Knicks in the finals. I think Knicks fans are here. And thanks for the call, Antonio, making your first call into my show. I appreciate it. Knicks fans are here. For the first series, you thought, a lot of you thought, oh, man, we get the reigning MVP, we get the Sixers. We don't have Julius Randle. we lose Bojan Bogdanovic in that series. Oh, it's just too good to be true. Here we go. Like, even like I got on the Fan after that game five loss, and I'm like, yo, get it together. Act like you've been here. Then I realized a lot of you haven't been here. Like, if you're just a Knicks fan and you haven't seen series go into, like, it's a seven-game series. Act like you can lose a game or two. But I think Knicks fans are here where, like, it's almost too good to be true. You're up 2-0 in the second round, right? You didn't advance out of the second round last year, and now the injuries are happening where it's like, you feel pretty good. You feel like you're in the driver's seat, but it's just like too good to be true. It's like you don't fully believe yet that you can get there because you're like, well, we'd have to be healthy to get there. And Jalen Brunson got hurt tonight, and that scared everybody. And you saw what the team looked like without him. And then OG Anunoby goes down, and it's like, oh, no, we cannot afford to lose another guy. Don't fast forward your mind. Live in today, tonight, and the next game. Let's see what happens when we hear about OG Anunoby, right? We just heard 2 days ago Mitchell Robinson is ruled out 6 to 8 weeks. It sucks, but at the same time, it's obviously they didn't need him tonight. Like, it's not that big of a blow. Now, OG Anunoby is a whole different type of thing because since he's got to New York, since they made that trade to get him, the Knicks have been completely different. And I know it's Jalen Brunson's team and obviously, but like, no, once they added that piece of OG Anunoby in January, that's when they really started to get going. And, you know, this whole end of the regular season, we were waiting for them to get whole and get Julius Randle back so we could see that team again. That never happened, but their identity changed. I don't know if they can go through another identity change that it includes Precious Achiuwa getting a start. You know what I'm saying? And, or like Alec Burks having to play real minutes. Because every round that you get deeper, the competition is steeper. Every round that you advance, like the next opponent most likely is the Celtics. And in theory, if they're playing with 6-7 guys, you don't expect them to beat the Celtics. But that's not a conversation for today. That's not a conversation for tonight. The conversation for today and tonight is the Knicks are up 2-0 in the second round. This is back-to-back years that the Knicks have been in the second round winning games. The Knicks have stamped themselves as we're here. We have a young core and a young group of guys that are going to be here. And it doesn't matter what Reggie Miller has to say. It doesn't matter what Charles Barkley has to say, Mark Jackson has to say, Tim Hardaway has to say, or all these other pundits or national haters that don't want to believe in the Knicks. They believe. Joe is in Queens on the Fan. Hello, Joe. Thanks for holding.
KC, baby. How we doing?
Good, man. I saw your brother in the TikTok chat. Shout out to Dave.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, first of all, I think your form on whatever you're doing on the desk was a little off, but that's just me.
My dips? Yeah. I have.
Your dips.
I had my feet on the rolling chair. I got to lock the chair so that's stationary, and then next break you guys will see me hit the tricep dips.
All right. Sounds good. I'll tune in for that. I just wanted to say, my question was this. I don't believe in load management. I don't think it's a thing. I mean, you look at Wilt, right? He played 48 minutes plus in the season. He was fine, right? You look at him playing, and he's proof that load management is a bunch of garbage. Guys can get injured whenever they want. Let's say they're playing practice.
It's different. It's different player to player. These guys aren't built the same. Look at Josh Hart. Josh Hart plays 48 minutes every night.
Right. So that's why I'm saying people are hating on the Knicks. They're not deep. They're not this. They're not that. These players can handle it, and it's proof. You see Josh Hart, he's playing 48 minutes a night. You look at Jalen Brunson, 48 minutes a night. These guys are dogs. That's just how it is.
And not for nothing, bro. Tom Thibodeau gets absolutely, like, dragged all season, all his career for, oh, he plays these guys too many minutes. But it pays off down the stretch because they're conditioned.
100%. And I'm with you, and I think people who say the load management is a bunch of garbage, I had a comparison. For the Knicks are a bunch of dogs, right? I'm a diehard Jets fan, so this might sound crazy, but I think Daniel Jones has that dog in him. And when he brought the Giants, when they were awful to the playoffs, he had that dog in him. He was getting cut up, scratched up, tackled, hit hard. But he was a dog, and he played through that. And I think Giants fans are nuts for thinking that Daniel Jones is anything but amazing, because I'm a diehard Jets fan, and I hate the Giants just because, you know, that New York beef. But I think Daniel Jones is him because he's a dog, just like these Knicks players. I think it's a great comparison.
Okay, Joe, thanks for the call. You just took the show completely left.
I did not know we were going to mention Daniel Jones tonight. I feel an Aaron Rodgers call coming in next. I don't know. I think you're the first one to say that Daniel Jones has that dog in him. I think Daniel Jones definitely did put the team on his back, but I also knew Daniel Jones was in a contract prove-it year playing for money, and he got paid. We're about to see if Daniel Jones actually has that dog in him, because we'll see if he attacked his rehab from this ACL injury. We'll see if he's ready to go in training camp. I mean, OTAs and all that is coming up really quick. And if he's really got that dog in him, he's going to have a chip on his shoulder because he knows that the Giants were looking to draft a quarterback. If they could have got Drake May, he would be here, right? I would be pissed off. I'd have something to prove. If he's really got that dog in him, he's going to come out and have the best season of his career off an ACL. He'll be comeback player of the year if he's really got that dog in him. But let's stay here. Let's stay with the Knicks, and let's stay with this conversation. The conditioning is a real thing. If you've ever played basketball, which I hope majority of you have played basketball, it is a, like, you have to have your wind, right? They make these guys do suicides. I guess you can't say that anymore. Like wind sprints, up, downs, whatever it is. That's part of it. And you can't get in basketball shape without playing basketball. You can't get in shape to play 48 minutes, 40 minutes without playing 48 minutes, 40 minutes. So as we look at all of these people that looked at this series and said they're not going to be able to keep up with the Pacers because the Pacers can deploy four or five guys off the bench and spell their starters, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's coming into play and like, okay, these guys, what, have fresh legs? These guys aren't getting tired. And at the end of the game, they're mentally tough. They're outlasting you. They want it more. They're diving on the ground. They're jumping up for rebounds. They're making the smart plays, making the shots, knocking down their free throws when your guys who got rest are tired. Steve is in Moonaki back on the Fan. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, Keith?
You know, doing the thing, talking the talk.
Doing the thing. I just want to say that the loss of like OG is a really big deal because like he plays elite on the like other
defense,
end of the floor.
Block shots, yep. Locks guys down.
Exactly. Who is the next man to step up in his like absence? That is my question for you.
Yeah, I think it's Precious Achiuwa. I think Precious Achiuwa is going to have to start. And that's why I said that like Alec Burks is going to get more minutes. Jericho Sims.
Oh, that's ugly.
I thought there was a chance we saw Jericho Sims with the Mitchell Robinson news, but they
Me
don't
too.
Trust him. They're not putting him in. Jericho Sims early on in the season had a leg in the game over with Mitchell. Mm-hmm. I feel like he was playing. It was, you know, he was getting minutes with Isaiah Hartenstein early in the season when Isaiah
right.
Hartenstein
mm-hmm.
hadn't emerged yet. Jericho Sims was getting the nod. Now he's glued to the bench. So, man, Tommy T is going to have to get crafty here. If OG
yeah.
is out, which from the way his hamstring looked and how long it took him to get up, that's not just
it
a little strain. That's like like a pop, maybe a tear. That like the hamstring, I've had him.
Right.
It doesn't go away overnight. And
with that being said, sorry.
No, you're good.
But what'd you call it? We kind of have to look to the next series because, like, as a Knicks fan, we're up 2-0, and I'm looking forward to like the next series. And hopefully, by like game like 3 or 4, he will be ready to play. Because when you have a hamstring, it's at least like 2 weeks. So I kind of am looking past like Indiana because they just don't have.
You can. It. You're in the driver's seat. You got to win 2 games out of the next 5. They got to
yep.
win 4 out of the next 5.
Precisely. That's just math right there.
Yeah.
So I think that if we could get like OG back for game 3 versus the next round, that's a huge deal. It's a big deal because how did that last guy try to compare Jones to the Knicks? There is absolutely no comparison.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And he
so
said he was
sorry.
A Jets fan. It'd be one thing if it was a Giants fan and
right?
a Daniel Jones. Like, I know there's some Daniel Jones believers. I don't know.
I'm not.
I don't know. Thanks for the call, Steve.
All right.
I don't know. Joe took the show a different direction than I expected. You never know what's coming through that phone. 877-337-6666. I know you guys, this is a radio station where Aaron Rodgers Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson, like the last couple years, even when we're not in football season, their names just ring through WFAN. Someone's got to mention those guys. Quarterbacks in New York, they got to be talked about. Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito. Yeah. Now I lost my train of thought because I'm like, how do we even get to that? Anyway, the dog that you see in the Knicks, it's different than even the dog that the Yankees have. Right? The Yankees have a bunch of dogs, but it's a different type of style of play in basketball. It's a different type of fight. It's a different type of grit. I mean, no one thought they'd be the number two seed. They're still counting them out. They're still mocking them, right? Reggie Miller's dumbass pulls up talking about he's the boogeyman. And even on the call tonight, I wasn't even listening to him on the call. I was listening to the Yankee call because I'm like, this guy just thinks that he owns the Knicks. He owns New York. He owns the Garden. Man, that was so long ago, bro. These kids don't remember you like that. They don't know. They didn't live it. And the older Knicks fans don't care. They're looking at Tyrese Halliburton and TJ McConnell and Miles Turner and Nembhard and Naismith and Pascal Siakam. They're not thinking about you, Reggie. Like, you're a legend in your own mind in New York. 877-337-6666, and they shut him up tonight. They shut him up tonight. Now go back to Indiana, and it's going to get interesting. I think there's a good chance that you don't see OG Anunoby. I do think there's a good chance that you see Jalen Brunson. He's too important. He understands. He's got to play. He's the engine of this team, heartbeat of this team, this franchise. He understands how many people in New York. You know what I was thinking about when he went down? I was listening to C-Mac's show the other night, and a caller called in talking about, like, how much he loves Jalen Brunson. And, like how much Jalen Brunson means to him. And, like, if he saw Jalen Brunson on the street, he would walk up to him and give him a hug. He's like, I don't know him, but, like I love that guy. I was thinking about how many Knicks fans were watching that game and your mood was just completely changed seeing him get hurt early and leave. It was like that was your brother. like you're watching the game like your brother just got knocked out of the game. Like, oh, I hope he's all right. I got to know what's going on. And then when he comes back, it's like, he's returned. The king's court. All hail the king. Almighty Jalen Brunson. He's going to do it. He's going to bring us to the promised land, and he did. Joe is in Rutherford. Before we go to break, Jay Schmeezy on the fan, Bleacher Creatures on both sides of the phone. You know, doing the thing, man. Talking the talk.
Always got to. I just got to say, I mean, like, this guy, Keith, he shows up to the bodega. He's got the Casamigos on the Deki Matsui. He blesses the squad with shirts. I mean, this guy, Keith, is spreading love. Like, he's not hiding in the press box. He's with the people.
Yeah, I don't belong in the press box. I mean, I will eventually, like, find my way to belong in the press box. But going to Yankee Stadium, I go through the same motions that I've been going through since 2016, 17. I get up with the squad and with the gang. And, yeah, shout out to Casamigos just for showing love.
You know, one thing I've been kind of like watching, you know, Jalen Brunson do this amazing string of games here. And when you look at the history of like athletes that have really won New York, you look at guys like Eli Manning, you look at guys like Derek Jeter, there's this like seriousness, right? Like they just show up every game. They don't get too high. They don't get too low. And they just perform. And watching Jalen, there's ice water in this guy's veins. I mean, just give this guy the rock, get out of the way, and he's going to do it. And there's not a greater time to be alive in the last 30 years than it is right now. And I just really hope that everyone is really enjoying this and appreciating how special this is.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. When he, there was the play where McConnell was all over him. He took the contact and he went up and made the bucket and he kind of looked at the crowd and like somebody tried to dap him up and just the look in his face, I'm like, this is life or death to this guy. This guy puts his body on the line. He is literally living vicariously. Like, everyone's living vicariously through him. He is using his life's work, right? He became this polished basketball player. He's hitting his God level on the court, and it means everything to him. It is literally life or death for him to win the game, to will the Knicks to victory. And he's got the whole city behind him, and he knows it. And, like, there has only been a few athletes like that. Like you mentioned Derek Jeter, where he plays and will do everything in his power to ensure a win. And you can tell it is priority number one, and there are no other priorities. Nothing else matters.
I just want to end the call with these two things. So the Joe Schmo sending strays out to Danny Dimes. Like, dude, root for the Jets. Like, calm down. Like, you guys win the offseason every year. You know, Danny Jones actually won a home playoff, a road playoff game. So, you know, step aside, my guy.
Like, he's a Jets fan. He was bigging up Daniel Jones. He said he hates the Jets. It was just such a weird way to take the call. Schmeez, I appreciate you, bro. I'll see you at the stadium, at the bodega, all that real soon. And it's 877-337-6666 if you'd like to join the last hour of my show. Yankee fans, call up if you'd like to get a word in on Soto-matic. And all rise. And John Carlos Stan ain't nothing but a G thing tonight. Those guys all homering. You love to see it. And then, of course, we're talking about the Knicks. OG Anunoby, his hamstring. Jalen Brunson, his foot. I thought it was his hand right away. Whatever. These guys are banged up, but we'll see who's available. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll see you on the other side of 1 a.m. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.